This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number two, and you can call in to join us. You can call in toll free 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been trying to get through this story from Petapixel about a recent tweet from the Department of Homeland Security basically suggesting anyone who takes photographs in public might possibly maybe be a terrorist, so you should maybe keep an eye on them and possibly call Homeland Security, is what Homeland Security is suggesting, and we're trying to explain why that's not necessarily good, not only for the people that are just taking photographs, but how it's also a huge violation of rights. Again, there's a little bit more to that story we'll get back into in moments. Plus, an update on that Philadelphia beverage tax that we talked about a while back. Apparently, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled on that recently. We'll tell you what that is. Ooh. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris. And, yeah, we've been talking about this article from Petapixel, and we were talking about this infographic they displayed. The long and the short of it is that they have said that photography or checking out photography of infrastructure and other things like that could be a sign of terrorist activity related, terrorism-related suspicious activity. And they go on to list other things like, you know, acquisition of expertise, eliciting information, you know, right, aviation
these,
activity.
Right. Some of these, they have, you know, a graphic and then some words that are in bold.
Right.
Such as aviation activity. You then have to read the words in a much smaller print to realize that they're not just talking about people that are interested in airplanes.
Right.
But if you don't read those extra words.
Right.
Then you'd be like, oh, wait, my buddy really likes airplanes, so yeah. Is he a terrorist now?
Yeah, and for those of you in West Virginia, Kentucky, or a whole lot of other places
airplanes
around.
Airplanes are the things that fly in the
that
sky, and they have
wings.
That's
not what I was going to say, Daryl. I was going to say weapons collection and storage. A lot of people collect weapons. It doesn't mean they're terrorists, and that does not mean that you should call up DHS and complain about your neighbor Bob, because that's what this is all about. This is all about encouraging people to rat each other out. And that is how the Stasi in East Germany was effective.
Right.
That's how the KGB and the GRU in Soviet Russia, that was important. I'm not saying be blind, and I think you can use some common sense, but that's not the goal. The goal here, I do not believe, is just to stop terrorism. It is to foster a population that is willing to flip on their neighbors.
I would say use good judgment, because chances are if you do get, you know, government involved in someone's life, like, it can have serious effects. So if you genuinely believe someone is going to cause harm, then go ahead and make the call. But if it's for something stupid, then nobody likes snitches.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Snitches. Yeah. Yeah, and then we started talking a little bit about, you know, people, about whether there was a real threat. And Heather and I are in agreement that there are people around the world that mean to do the United States and U.S. citizens harm.
I don't even think it's just terrorists. What was that one guy? It was on the news years ago. He had, like, kidnapped people, like, girls or something, and had them, like, locked in the basement. And some neighbor, just from, like, noticing, like, suspicious stuff or something,
right,
ended up kind of, like, using their, I forget the details of it, but long story short, a neighbor made a call And it turned out, like, these girls that had been missing for, like, a decade.
Right.
Were, like, in this guy's basement, like, chained up and, like, all these years. And, like, they rescued them and reunited them with their family. But obviously...
Oh, yeah, I think you're talking about the thing in Ohio.
And he had a baby with one of them.
One of the girls somehow escaped and ran over to the neighbor.
Possibly. And
maybe it's not that one. There was one where a neighbor was one that...
I don't doubt it. And that's part of being a good neighbor. A good neighbor is looking out for your neighbors. But what is not being a good neighbor is just because you've lived across the street from Bill for the last 15 years and you even avert your eyes when you both go out to get the mail at the same time because you've never said word one, and suddenly you see him taking pictures and you think back, wow, I've never talked to that guy, but he may be a terrorist and making a stupid phone call that's going to ruin somebody else's lives.
He took pictures at the power cables.
Exactly. He was taking pictures of the dam. I remember that DHS poster that said that's infrastructure.
Yeah.
So is he going to blow up the dam? And he's kind of a weird guy anyway.
Remember there was the video that DHS came out with several years ago that suggested anyone with camping gear in
right.
their car.
Yeah.
Might be a terrorist because I don't even know how they wound up making that jump.
Right.
Because some of the things, like, they would explain, this leads to this, to this, but the camping gear was just like, they've got camping gear, so therefore terrorist.
So I wanted to bring up one other thing. Heather and I were having a little conversation, too, and we both acknowledge that there are people around the world mm-hmm. that may intend to do the U.S. or U.S. citizens harm.
We were talking about the military.
Right. But every time, and we've talked about this a million times, when I bring that up, you will immediately go to defending the military. And
I want to
be really clear about this. When I bring that up, that has nothing to do with the military. I'm talking about U.S. foreign policy. And sometimes the military is involved, and sometimes it's not.
Well, actually, I'd rather have American military occupying, whatever, than Chinese military or Korean military. Like,
I think
our military sets the bar high, even with all the bad apples.
I'm not talking about bad apples. I'm not talking about good apples, and I'm not talking about military. I'm talking about U.S. foreign policy, and that means the State Department, the President, and that means its mm-hmm. minions, and sometimes the military gets called into it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have infuriated countries, infuriated populations, by doing nothing more than making a sweetheart deal for some American megacorporation to go over there and mine where they used to have a rainforest. There's no military involved there at all. But you can turn a whole population against us.
Well, let me ask you this, though. How do you know that every time that our military's gone into a country that it's always... Like, how do you know that a lot of the stuff, the negative stuff that's been published about our military is necessarily the way it actually happened versus, positive stuff? Like, Saudi Arabia, perfect example. Like, mm-hmm. when the U.S. got involved in Saudi Arabia, you can read conflicting reports about, whether they wanted us there or they didn't want us there. So how do you decide? You just, pick whatever narrative goes along with your current belief about our foreign policy? Or do you think, like, okay, well, maybe the U.S. actually went in there and freed these people that were living under some oppressive, like, violent... regime that was killing people and this dictator that was, having people slaughtered for practicing Christianity or, something like that. Like, if our U.S. military goes in and does a good thing, in my eyes, like, frees these people from, like, harm's way.
When did I say this?
But I'm saying that, like, it just seems like you're saying, like, all of our foreign policy has always been bad. And I don't agree with that.
No. We have good foreign policy, too.
Like, do you believe that there's legitimate reasons that we could go into countries then?
Good foreign policy is usually staying out of other people's business, leaving them alone. Now, sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we do it because we have our own interests.
So good foreign policy if you're walking in down a neighborhood and you see someone getting attacked in their yard, like saying, well, I'm not going to cross into their property to help them. I'm going to keep walking because that would be me invading their property in order to protect them.
Can you show me where in the Constitution it says that the United States must act as the world's police force?
It doesn't say anything, but don't you think we should lead by example? And, like, if that were happening to us, when we want somebody to come and help us?
Do you ever think there are two sides in every conflict?
I do, which is why I'm raising the opposition to your criticism of our foreign policy.
I foreign policy is one thing, and like I said, it can go either way. But what I'm saying is we have gotten ourselves in more trouble through foreign policy.
I will go with
the last 100 years of history.
Your call.
That'll be my
thoughts.
My
interesting. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Eight
855-450 free. That is how you can dial toll free to call in and join us. That's 855-450-3733. The Us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, I know that you're a cryptocurrency advocate.
I am.
But did you know about
crypto? Daryl.
You have some. I wouldn't say you're an advocate.
I think she's an advocate. You've never talked poorly about it.
If anybody listening
think it's a good idea?
Wants to give me some more crypto.
that's her
I know,
angle.
Like we were just talking on the break how I said I want a nice assortment of different cryptos
she
in my little wallet here.
Pretty basket.
So you were, pretty basket.
What were you saying, Daryl?
Yeah, so Chris, I know that you try to encourage other people, especially business owners, to wind up using cryptocurrency. And CryptoTip is a good outreach tool to do that, to help people discover cryptocurrency. CryptoTip is a printable business card size tip that you can give your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency. It explains how to install a wallet, and it allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. And you get to decide how much you put on the crypto tips. And the best part is, if they don't claim the crypto, you get that back after a certain period of time. So the olden days, and I'm saying olden days to describe, like 5 years ago.
Back when people used cash and things like that.
No. Oh. In the olden days, if you wanted to leave someone a cryptocurrency tip, you would have to give them a paper wallet and hope that they redeemed it. And if they didn't, that crypto was just gone forever.
True.
How much Bitcoin do you think is just lost to the ether of paper wallets never to be claimed?
There are hundreds of millions of dollars by most people's accounts that has just been lost.
Yeah, so this, you don't have to worry about, the crypto being lost forever. You do get it back if it's not claimed. And you can even set it up to where you get an email alert when someone redeems the crypto tip. Create as many as you want at CryptoTip.org. And just a bit of advice, there are 6 that print per page. So if you want to work it out to where you're printing 1 or 2 full pages of crypto tips, it's 6 per page. CryptoTip.org. And it's currently Dash only while in beta. I understand that they're looking to possibly add more cryptos in the future, but currently Dash only. CryptoTip.org. We'll get back into the discussion, but first to the phones where we've got John calling in from Philadelphia. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, Heather, it seems like you support military intervention. I was wondering, are you familiar with the saying you keep quoting that it's just a couple of bad apples, but a couple of bad apples spoil the whole bunch? And I'm sure that there are a lot of people in other countries where we're currently occupying that have a lot different outlook on whether or not they want Americans around. Like, one that comes to mind right away is Syria. They invited Russia to come in and help them. We're over there now, and the strife continues. So, I mean, if it were up to me, I'd rather have no military intervention.
That's a good example. So, Syria, for example.
Okay, Syria or the apple tree? Because I actually have apple trees in my yard at home, and I'm telling you that the few bad apples do not ruin the bunch. Make a lot of good apple stuff.
If you throw a couple of rotten apples or even rotten fruit in general in a bunch of
you get rid of the bad apples. It's like weeding the garden,
which we're not doing. We're not getting rid of the bad apples.
We should. It doesn't mean we should not eat apples anymore.
We're not getting rid of the bad military intervention in Syria.
We're not getting rid of the tree. We're getting rid of the bad apples.
I didn't say get rid of the tree, but we're not even getting rid of the bad apples. We're not getting rid of military intervention in Yemen. We're supporting Saudi Arabia over there bombing the crap out of people. That's a bad apple.
So like when you criticize...
Hold on, one more real quick. Libya. We weren't even invited over there. We take out Muammar Gaddafi, and now look at their country. I'm sure that the people, the hundreds of thousands of Christians that our military is supposed to be protecting that aren't protected now, and a bunch of dark-skinned black people have a far different outlook on the military intervention over in Libya.
Yeah, that's a really good one, because that was one that nobody supported. And And at that, that point, the Obama administration.
Military.
Right. It was a military plan put forward, and Hillary was all for it. Hillary pushed that through the Obama administration, and suddenly we're in Libya. So
right.
if you believe in the Constitution, if you do believe that that is, as it states, the supreme law of the land, mm-hmm. presidents and secretaries of state do not have the power. They are not granted the power to just declare war and send our military somewhere. But this
Absolutely.
Stuff happens.
And,
no, I'm willing to sit here. And
furthermore, furthermore, if you're a libertarian and believe in the Constitution, we're not supposed to have a standing army.
True.
No so, Marines, no Army, just the Navy. And I've got an uncle that was in the Navy for 20 years. And one of my best friends is getting ready to go here on the 27th to the mm-hmm. Navy. So it's not like I'm anti-military, but mm-hmm. to keep defending them. And I'd rather have the United States military. I mean, our military was involved in the Gulf of Tonkin. That's Vietnam. And that's been proven that that didn't happen. That was our military for our military's sake.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that one? So this goes back to the beginnings of the Vietnam War, where allegedly the North Vietnamese torpedoed one of the U.S. boats in the Gulf of Tonkin. Mm-hmm. And the North Vietnamese are like, no, that wasn't us. We really didn't do it.
Yeah, but when you have regions...
No. Let me finish this. Let me finish the story. Yeah. Then I'm absolutely going to give you a chance to come mm-hmm. back.
Sure.
But that got us into Vietnam. So we said, no, you're blowing up our boats. We're going over there. So as time goes on, what do we find out? They never really did that. And I'm not saying that they kept saying it. The U.S. government investigated the Gulf of Tonkin and said, you know what? We did that. We did that. We did the bad thing that pulled the U.S. into Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So in an example like that, you know, we weren't invited in, number one. Number two, we used bad intelligence that our own intelligence sources lied to us to get us into a war. There's nothing, and that's not to belittle anyone who served in Vietnam. I feel for you guys. I really, really, really do. But it makes me question when we go into these places, why did we go in? What was the national security interest that we just had to, and why the hell did we ignore the Constitution and the constitutional ways that are supposed to authorize the use of military force?
Yeah, I think, so...
I got to head back in, so I'll listen to the conversation mm-hmm. here on the radio.
John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so now, what I'm going to say is that when it comes to any type of war-torn region of the world, there's always going to be so many different narratives that come out as to who's there and why. Like, especially when it comes to places like Syria and Libya and these places that have had conflict there for a really, really long time. And there's so many different factions. There's so many rebel groups. There's so many regimes. There's so many, you know, so when the U.S. gets involved, you're going to have all the propaganda, I guess you could say, associated with.
Do we ever do that too?
I'm sure. This is what war is all about. Like,
that's why,
you know,
I'd rather just not
I'll
have war.
To share my thoughts when we come back.
Plus, your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that is setting the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Before highlighting the order, the president spoke about what the order will do.
Today, 23 companies and associations are pledging to expand apprenticeships. They will sign the pledge committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers for new jobs.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats was speaking today at the Aspen Security Forum in Denver. He again addressed the Russians hacking into our 2016 presidential election.
They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process. We need to call them out on that. It's critical that we do so and then take steps to make sure that they are not able to do this with the election coming up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number for you to call in. 855-450-3733. But maybe you're too shy to call in, but you still want to interact in some kind of way. Well, we do have these webcams in studio, and those stream on Twitch, where you can interact with others. And hopefully, maybe if you're one of those people with an Amazon Prime subscription, and you haven't done, what is it, like, is it officially listed as subscribe to the channel through the Amazon Prime sort of something? You get like one Twitch subscription per month.
Yeah.
It doesn't increase what you pay to Amazon, but then Amazon throws money to the channel that you subscribe to.
Yeah.
But you do have to renew that every month. Maybe you'll head over to twitch.lrn.fm. You'll like what you see. And then you'll click the little subscribe button, and maybe there's a notify bell. I don't know. I know that the YouTubes have a notify bell. That way you get notified whenever the channel winds up going online or posting new videos. I'm not entirely positive how the Twitch thing works, but I do know that it works. Twitch.lrn.fm. So, Chris, is there more to talk about on this photography thing?
Let me finish up my statement here, okay? Because everyone else got to talk except me. But what I was saying before is that...
I promise I won't interrupt.
You're, like, I feel like you're a non-interventionalist.
Yeah.
Where I am a selective interventionalist.
Hmm.
Where, like, the scenario that I said, like, if you're walking down your neighborhood, right, and you see something, your neighbor getting attacked on their property,
right,
you're going to cross into their property mm-hmm. without permission in order to help them. You see what I mean? That's where I feel like our military should be used in cases like that. I don't think we should necessarily be, you know, like, anytime somebody in D.C., like, lawmakers and stuff, Congress, like, make a decision based on faulty intelligence, like, I think somebody needs to be held accountable, because that's, you know, BS, quite frankly, because our military is so valuable in their lives, and to put them in harm's way based on nonsense like, you know, weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, or, you know, stuff like that, like, that's an offense towards our military. Like, that frustrates the crap out of me, you know what I mean? And it ruins the integrity of the country and our foreign policy when that kind of stuff happens.
It makes us look really bad, and it makes us enemies. That's the problem. What the only thing I would rebut to that is the founding fathers were very clear about the idea of a military. The first thing they thought was we would not have a standing military. If we faced a imminent threat to the country, then we would raise an army, and that was raised through the state militias and things like that, and we could defend ourselves. It was defensive, it was not offensive. The second thing they did after saying no to standing armies was to put the power to declare war in Congress. Now, when they talk about the power to declare war in Congress, what they're really saying is we only trust the people with the ability to declare war, because Congress is the way the Constitution is designed, is supposed to represent the people.
I definitely think that
Congress was a lot more representative, to where there is like one member of Congress for every 50,000 people.
Right. Compared to now where it's millions in some cases.
What was it? It was Obama, right? That like had airstrikes launched without congressional approval, and then Trump followed suit. And
right.
They've kind of made now a pattern out of bypassing Congress and just going right to the drone strikes, which I don't approve of.
Right. And this goes back. The president wind up citing that thing that was passed in the 1970s that grants the president limited use of the military for up to 90 days without congressional approval.
Right, and was that the War Powers?
Yeah,
at War Powers Act. Yeah, so they've. So at one point,
that's how Obama got away with doing the Libya thing. No, this isn't a military action. This is a limited airstrike with no boots on the ground.
Right. But the point is, people, it doesn't matter. And this goes to the military. If you are tired of seeing American troops coming home in body bags, fighting over lands that have nothing to do with you, over issues that are of no consequence to our country, just ask yourself, why are you supporting these ideas? And I'm not saying that there's never a time that we need war. Sometime there is going to be something that happens where we actually have to defend ourselves. But you can't continue to support these activities that are pretty much pushed by special interests that then cost American blood and American soldiers to die. That's just wrong. And that's to me why some of the strongest.
You're specific right now, like when you criticize something, like you're criticizing like the entirety of its existence.
No, I'm saying that, and the founding fathers.
That's how it comes off.
Why we have a no standing army in the Constitution, and why we have only Congress can declare it, was because war is the last resort.
Exactly, but we would still, like, if Congress declared war, we would still need the military. So there's nothing wrong with having a military.
No, there is. There is a problem with that because it's not constitutional. It is not constitutional.
What's the difference between standing army and military? It's people doing that do the exact same thing. That's your job.
No, it means that when the war is over, everybody goes home. That's the difference. And if you continue this, The theory was, and what the founding fathers believed was, that if you have an army always there and always ready to attack, you're going to be more prone to use it.
The 21st century, though, like armies aren't made with like pitchforks and stuff these days. You know what I mean? Like, in order to have an army that can sustain, like that can compete against an an offensive opposition, right? You're going to need people that round the clock, that their profession and their mastery and skill is defense and military.
We do spend over 10 times the amount of the next
There's
next
a reason
nine.
We are one of the most powerful countries in the world. It's
we
not
spend more money on it than anybody else does.
Our military is made up of, you know, 9-to-5ers.
We spend more than the next 9 in the top 10 on military.
Yeah. Let's look at the countries, you know.
How about we spend a little bit more than the number 2 guy?
I'm not saying, like, I say we should be more efficient in our spending, yeah, and I'm willing to criticize certain decisions made by Congress when it comes to foreign policy, but I disagree entirely that we shouldn't have a military and that we shouldn't spend anything on national defense
not
and that kind of
that.
Stuff.
Not saying that.
But
never saying that.
It
shouldn't
we
be as big
it,
as
though.
It is. Saying it shouldn't be as big as it is and it shouldn't be used as often as it is.
Let's
That's what
to,
I'm saying.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Lloyd calling in from Detroit. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's Lloyd from Detroit. Yeah, so I was listening to the show last night, and you guys were talking about the presidential campaign in 2020. And actually, by the way, I think just to go off on a brief tangent, I think Ian said that he wouldn't mind having like Adam Kokesh as a candidate for 2020. But
oh,
Adam
give me
Kokesh
a freaking break.
He's a total non-aggression principle violator. I would never vote for that guy. It's
right on, man. Right on.
It's insulting to the Republican Party to allow that non-aggression principle violator anywhere near it. But anyway, yeah, you know, I was listening to the last night's podcast, and you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I stand with the 99%, and the 99% is fed up, and you know, it's really time we give voters a choice, and the 99% is looking for prosperity, and we're looking for a real leader that's going to guide us in 2020. And I just want to say that Lauren Rumpler naked should be the nominee for the presidential.
Lloyd, thank you for the call. That was actually a pretty good crank call there.
That was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
My compliments. Be sure to call back in sometime when I'm not on.
Her over Kokesh, that's for sure. Whoever it was. Second one is.
Your calls.
That's not a great way to go.
Welcome.
Con artist, you salesman.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Update out of Pennsylvania on Philadelphia's soda tax. Yeah, you remember that thing we talked about a while back? Well, the Pennsylvania court, they made a ruling on it recently. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in number where you can dial in toll-free and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And before we get into talking about this Supreme Court ruling out of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court about the Philadelphia soda tax, I want to make sure that I tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They bring you the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. Freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. And let's head to the Skype where we've got Mortified Penguin calling in. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, greetings, Mortified Penguin. I'm on Discord, minister, all that stuff. Listen, I was called out earlier by name by a previous caller, so I did have to call in. And this actually relates, talk about Russia. And this actually relates to the show this on before. Free Talk Live, they were also talking about the same topic. You know, it's just kind of tiring to hear so-called libertarians or people with liberty orientation, you know, minimizing the acts of the Russian state and the Russian oligarchs, because regardless of, I get that these are crimes literally, not necessarily moral crimes, not they're the crimes against the American government, against the state. They're not really things that even I'm too worried about, but they're in their actions. They might not even be crimes, but their actions that should be exposed, and they are and they're very nebulous. And
for people that might be missing some context, you're talking about the allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election 2 years ago.
No, I'm actually talking about the ongoing. It's no real defined start and end. It's ongoing. You know. Influencing of politics, of public opinion, in not only the United States, but in many countries all over the world, is through the internet. I'm not even saying crimes. I'm not saying, you know, real traditional espionage, but I am saying that there are efforts to influence politics and could include voting, but politics and public opinion in a lot of countries, that's their MO, and that's the Russian government, the state, and it's not something that's there's no reason to minimize the actions of their state. They clearly put a lot of man hours, and millions or billions and billions of rubles into this, and there's no reason to minimize what they're doing, regardless of our opinion of the American government. And the fact that some claims may be considered, look, like a previous host was said, he was in the minority on the show that was before Free Talk Live. You know, there's an indictment. There are facts alleged. Yes, maybe these are technically crimes against the state, but they're real actions. These things are really being done. It's just these things need to be exposed, if nothing else. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. So what are some of these things that need to be exposed?
Well, the attempts to influence politicians and interest groups in other countries, and again, it's with the intent of causing. Look, even the posting the memes, although you know having Twitter bots, massive farms of Twitter bots, influencing public opinion. I'm not saying that's a crime. What I'm saying is that there is an intent to cause serious problems. Serious. No pun intended, discord and mistrust in all
so
kinds of institutions.
Let me play a little bit of devil's advocate here. What was it, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Canadians had a parliamentary election.
Right.
I posted something in support of a couple of libertarians running for Canadian Parliament.
I remember that.
Am I... You know, should I be convicted in Canadian court of attempting to influence Canadian elections?
Well, I mean, you know, we can't control what the state decides to do, but I think it should
right,
be
right, but how is that different
from
a Russian person posting a meme on Facebook or Twitter?
Or buying ads.
I think that it should be exposed.
Yeah, and it can be.
It should be exposed out in the open.
Well, okay, then I guess I would ask, I mean, what about the U.S.'s record? Yeah, I'm talking about going back to the... And we really got into it, you know, with the turn of the century and the progressive era, but, you know, Cuba and Colombia and Nicaragua, Pancho Villa and the Mexican, United States occupation of Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and another intervention in Haiti... This, folks, takes us up to 1924, and that isn't when we get into the good stuff where we started actually using our agents to either go in and run elections for other countries and sway them the way that they want, or find out that we, and that happened in Chile, and that came out during the Church Committee releases in the 1970s. And we talked about the Gulf of Tonkin, where we used our different means to get the results we wanted. So, you know, Cuba and so my point is why the hell are we getting so upset because the Russians spent some money on Facebook ads when we have overthrown country after country? We have cheated and we have done the same dirty tricks. You know, the CIA had a dirty tricks division for foreign elections. We've done all the same stuff, and it's on the record that we've done things that are much worse than trying to sway social media. Why is everyone so upset about the Russians?
I do think like social media and algorithms though are going to play a much more like
bigger role
as the older voters that don't use computers die off, and all the younger voters are glued to their phones and stuff like that.
Don't look at me when you say that.
When it comes to voting,
you might be old, but you use computers.
I do.
Yeah, but repetitive exposure to names and stuff like that definitely influences somebody when they go to the voting polls. Like when you see a name over and over and over and over and over, and it registers in the mind or whatever, and you see it associated with more good things than you do bad things, then you start to associate a positive connection cognitively. And so, like, as we get into this age of technology where you have so many people on all these different social media outlets and stuff like that, it is going to be much more of a tool to win elections to capture
that.
The exposure.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Why are we so up in arms? Like, how dare you? If there's one thing sacred, it is our elections. This is coming from a country that has gone into Guyana, that has gone into all these foreign countries. When we wanted the outcome to be a specific way, we sent in the specialists. We would do it. We would do it.
I agree.
Blatantly.
I agree.
Yeah. And then, if I recall, just before the Scottish vote for independence, didn't whoever the president was at the time urge Scotland to vote against independence?
Yeah. So here you have, like, leaders of countries trying to influence outcomes of elections in other countries. And, you know, I understand why people would feel that they are you know, interfering and that's not right and we should know what they're doing and things like that. But you're not going to know because the Internet. And number two, I personally feel like it's a little sanctimonious for us to sit back and say, you know, we're the bastion of democracy and, you know, elections, free elections should not be tainted by foreign interests and things like that when we do the exact same thing every single time.
But it's not this election.
Okay.
It's not just the election. Social media plays a huge role in elections, but it's literally driving entire narratives throughout large portions of our society.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it comes from certain sources, and some of those sources are aligned with the Russian state. I mean, that's just a fact.
And some of those are aligned with George Soros, and some of them are aligned with the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And we talk about that openly, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about how quickly, right, if something happens and it gets put on social media and you have a case of mistaken identity, like when that stuff like that goes viral, even if you publish the truth 5 minutes later, there's no way you can get that same truthful story let me finish. There's no way you can get that same truthful story in front of all the people that saw the fake one.
Yeah.
So you get these poor people that get death threats and stuff. Well, now think of that same concept of spreading false information, but with news. Like, let's say you get, you know, some story like, oh, this happened and this is the reason, you know, let's say the U.S. invaded Libya. Okay, well, we're going to publish this story that it was all because of this, and we're going to rapid fire send it to all these people and disrupt the collective thought process of the reason that the U.S. went into Libya. Now, all of a sudden, you have, like, a population that's torn, half believing that this is the reason they invaded, half believing the other, and that's kind of the way social media and mass amounts of information and algorithms can be used to sway public opinion.
Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.